Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com, and then also be sure and visit our Facebook page.
That's right.
Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. Hit that like button like 3,000 people in St. Louis have. We're actually up there with the bigger shows when it comes to the number of likes, Tammy.
That's right. And it helps everyone get a little more, I'll say, smarter with your money.
Hence the name, smartwithyourmoney.com.
That's right.
Okay, Tammy, you have a very close friend of yours.
I do.
You've been wanting to bring on the show for a long time.
I have. I talked about it for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm
finally roped her.
Yes. So I want to really give a warm welcome to, we have a call-in guest. We have Donna Jorling on the air with us. Donna, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, Doug and Tammy. How are you all?
We're doing great. I am so glad we were able to reconnect. You and I saw each other up at the convention, the real estate convention show, and I was just so happy to see you. Your energy excites me, and just seeing an old friend, and it's just great. So thank you so much for being in my life.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Donna, you are the owner and broker of the Jorling Group. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so give us some of your background, and just because I know that your specialty, and let me just tell as part of this introduction that you are really experienced when it comes to buying acreage, buying farms, a lot of the rural properties, and also the Lake of the Ozarks market is another one that is within your expertise. And is that something you've been doing for a long time?
Well, I've been a real estate broker for 15 years. Prior to that, I was a lender, or any kind of loan you could imagine, SBA, residential, consumer, home equity, HELOC, whatever, even student loans. I did that for 25 years with the Mercantile Bank chain, and left the company when they were FirstStar. My history, though, and I think the reason I fell in love with lands and farms, quite honestly, guys, is because I was raised on a farm outside of Herman, Missouri, you know, where they stomp the grapes and make the fruit of the wine.
Right.
Or fruit of the vine, I guess I should say. Maybe I didn't have any wine yet tonight. But the key is I appreciate the land. I have a high level of respect for Mother Nature. And I know what to look for when I represent a buyer. And I also can be very candid when I represent a seller to let them know that there's not gold underneath that land, and this is where we need to be at a price point in order to sell it. So, I kind of love Mother Nature, and I love to sell her. So,
so you've been doing this a while now, and I guess, can you share with us any of the stories that recently have helped you in this market? We were talking about a farm in Cuba that you were working on.
Yeah, I was this is, again, most of my business is done by referral. I was referred to a couple here at the Lake of the Ozarks that owned a large farm in Cuba, Missouri, and they had been in and out of real estate with various realtors for a little over 3 years and had never found the right buyer. Or it had even any offers on the property.
Right.
And
in
quite honestly,
years,
I see that happen quite a bit, unfortunately. And I think it's because many times realtors don't have a backbone, and they don't have the, they don't tell the seller the real deal. They don't tell the seller exactly what their property should be sold for. They don't make it very clear that you need to take care of the property. You need to cut the weeds, you need to trim the trees, you need to make the,
make
you know,
it presentable.
The gate has to open.
Right. All good stuff.
they want the property to sell, but okay, fine. I'm not going to work harder at selling it than you're going to work to help you as a seller are going to contribute to making it sell.
Right.
So we have very frank discussions with them. We told them that I can't help you that, you know, you had the wrong people representing you for 3 years and they weren't honest with you. They just took the listing for the sake of having a listing.
Mm-hmm.
We're in an industry where we don't get paid, Doug and Tammy, unless
mm-hmm.
we sell. So
that's
I call
right.
it, you know, a payday. Many times I give them a payday candy bar and say, okay, here's the deal. I want to get paid and you want to get paid. I'm not interested in a listing. I'm interested in a sale.
That's good.
So I just tell them right up front, here's where you need to be. And if they won't list it for that price, I typically will not take the listing because I know that it will not sell at that price point.
Right. Well, that's pretty risky on your side, but I would think, as evidence shows, you sold the house and or the land in 3 months, the farm.
That's, yeah, we did. We actually, believe it or not, had multiple offers on it. It must have had energetically something broke loose on the farm
yeah.
because
it
was
if I know how you market things so well, and I know that you just have this. I just recommend everybody just having a lunch with you because you'll come back inspired and fired up to go. So I imagine that you marketed it just right.
Well, here's what I do. When I represent a seller, I ask the seller, tell me all the things you love about the property, whether it's a house or a farm or a commercial business. I ask them, tell me all the reasons why you love this place. And then I document that, and I make sure that I put those kind of comments and those kind of
mm-hmm.
emotions into the ad copy when I present it to the market.
Right.
I think it's important because they know stuff about the property that I would never know. Like
right.
history is really important
right.
on a family farm, especially
sure.
if it's been in the farm, you know, the family for a very long period of time. So people like that kind of stuff. They're not just buying land. They're buying the whole package when they buy
true.
Property like this.
It's true.